What's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com. Today's podcast, 8:23. Damn, August is already gone. Almost time for the fall, which between me, you, and my light bill could definitely use some fall time. Because I'm going to go broke if the fall keeps making me... the summer keeps making me hot. Anyway, guys, I'm TruckDriver101.com. I wrote a book at the bottom of this YouTube video. If you're watching it on YouTube or in the podcast, which you can get on iTunes, there is my book for new drivers. And it helps you get into the industry, helps you avoid BS. This current one, episode, will be about me ranting about the hours of service request by CSRT. Now, CSRT is one of the, it's a pretty major carrier, I suppose you could say. It is a major carrier. They are requesting the right to have a special hours of service, which is, to me, completely full of shit bullshit. The FMCSA should not be allowing anybody to make a request to have a different hours of service that everyone else has to obey. I mean, when you go to the whole point of the CDL, by the way, is so we all obey the hours of service. That's the whole point. The whole point is to obey the hours of service. For some reason, the FMCA continues this thing. They did the same thing for McKee Foods team drivers to allow them special hours of service. Different split break is basically what it is. I don't really care whether what it is or what they're allowing. Last time I checked, the hours of service are the hours of service. That's what they're supposed to be. There's no group or organization that's supposed to be able to get around them, because when these teams get out in the middle of nowhere and flip over somewhere, we're going to be the ones who have to deal with the bullshit. You know, we're going to be the ones who have to take the hit. You know, we're not going to get a break on that. You know what I mean? Like, nobody's going to come up to us and go, oh, well, that truck that flipped over and killed the famous person or some other shit like what happened with Tracy Morgan. That's not the fault of all drivers. We don't need to change the hours of service. We don't need new regulations and all that shit. Right, but then when you allow stuff like this, we all get to blame, and nobody's going to say, hey, FMCA, maybe you shouldn't have been allowing special hours of service. And the thing is, it undermines the whole CDL, because that was the whole point. You know, back in the day, not even really that long ago, I mean, it's you had deregulation because you had a lot of loopholes. And I mean, it seems like we're recreating all those problems. Like, with registering your CDL physical with your government. I mean, that's not going very well, and it's a dumb thing to me anyway, because these companies that hold all our information, like our licenses and all this types of information, those prices are going to go up, and they're not always going to be cheap, you know. And eventually, you know, they're going to want to change, and it's going to cause negotiations, and during the time of all this shit, all these government future issues they're going to have, when they're doing stuff like that, it sounds to me like we're approaching repeating the same mistakes that created deregulation. For those who don't know, deregulation had to happen because there were just a lot of dumb rules. You know, you had to have different permits if you wanted to drive from one place to another. Some places had their own road commissions. It was a disaster. And we got out of that, and it was great, and the industry boomed, and it just seems like now we're going right back to that, to doing dumb things like special hours of service for specific companies. And, you know, we got the CDL all trying to tether it to your license, you know, your physical, which sounds really good. But when you think about it, well, let's think about it. These companies that hold our information, our government information, our licenses and all this stuff, they don't stay the same price. They go up. Okay. And a lot of people think, oh, well, what does that mean? Well, in the future, that means it's going to be very expensive. And, you know, some stuff, I'm sorry, maybe it's just my personal opinion, some stuff paper It's just better. You know, a paper file with my information on it put inside of a folder is always going to be more reliable than a hard drive that is a mechanical part that can break down. Because that paper folder could sit there for 60 years, and then somebody could look at it and go, I know who you are. This is who you are. Right. At the end of the day, the hard drive, on average, maybe lasts 5 or 6 years and then just dies, and it has to be, you know, what they call redundancy, so it's copied to other hard drives. But it's just, the bottom line is, it's not a good idea, guys. It's just, none of this stuff is a good idea. This whole, it seems like we're not regulating anymore to what the whole point of the CDL was. We're just going off the cuff and thinking, what could be convenient? What should be technologically more advanced? And these things don't necessarily work, and there's no back step. You know what I mean? There's no, okay, well, this isn't working. We've got drivers in the middle of nowhere who are saying their license, they've called to, I talked to a guy last week. He talked to his state in Texas 3 times to get his DOT card attached to his DOT physical card attached to his license 3 times. I mean, and they have the information. They just put it in the computer and go through. And these companies, again, they go to these companies, storage holding companies, and the companies to design this software. This stuff has to be updated. It could get hacked. You know, it's a lot of stuff that could go on. And meanwhile, you're the one at that DOT scale whose license isn't matching up. You know, and then when you look at these, when I look at these created hours of service, I could just see CRSRT gets in a big bad accident. Somebody dies. It's horrible. The whole industry gets blamed, and they talk about more regulation, and ultimately they make us all look bad, but nobody mentions that they had a special form of regulation. That's the whole point. The whole point of all this, of the original CDL and the idea of our current hours of service, where you don't have special allowances, was for a standard. You know, you need a standard. You have to have a standard, an idea that no one, these are the rules, and no one can cross these rules. And you do that so the industry can get used to it. And that's another problem. I mean, we keep changing rules. Even when we get rid of rules or accept rules, we need to stop doing that and start just agreeing that this is our bar, this is our standard of what we have to meet, and we're going to meet that bar, you know, and we just keep creating things that have no structure. I mean, if every carrier can request a special hours of service, gee, that's not going to be corrupt one day. We're not going to hear somebody in the FMCA is getting paid $20,000 to give Swift a special hours of service where their drivers can drive 13 hours. And it's like everything is in the infancy. Oh, God, I can't speak. It's in the baby pause. It's at the baby time. It's in its infancy, right, that all these problems are going to happen. Like, how can you not see requesting an hours of service from a company could be a corruption situation in the future? How can you not see computers already failing to track us with our computer logs, you know? That's a whole another story, the failure of truck technology. And don't forget, trucks are going to drive themselves. I'll be dead. When trucks start driving themselves, I'm turning in my CDL, and I'm just going to become an accountant or something. I'm not driving on any roads. If it works as good as that onboard scanner works in front of my truck, which last night, it was 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm in the middle of nowhere, and I'm in the city. There's a bridge coming up. It slams, of course, on the brakes, and literally in a turn. That's because that's where you want to brake, in a turn. None of this technology works. None of this stuff works. It's like, I don't know why, as a human race, we always have these great ideas, and then we just go off into oblivion with stupid stuff. So be on the lookout for that corruption charge. You know, when I don't know if it's going to be McKee Foods or CRST, but look on it. You know, just be on the lookout when everybody can now request their special hours of service. How can that not end up corrupt? This is fucking stupid. All right, guys, truckdriver101.com. What do you guys think? Do you think you should be able to request a special hours of service for your company? Right. You know, I mean, come on. If you're going to give it to CRST, CRST is nowhere near as big as Swift. CRST is nowhere big as Snyder. I mean, they should be able to get a special hours of service request, too. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's a minute later or earlier. That is just pure, blatant corruption creation. That's what you're doing. You know, you're dropping a cancer cell inside of a liver, man. That's just not a good idea. All right, guys, truckdriver101.com.